请我们翻到
路德记。
Can we turn to the book of Ruth?
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第一节，当世事秉政的时候，国中遭遇饥荒，在犹大伯利恒有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子往摩亚地去寄居。
First one, now it came about in the days when the judges governed that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem in Judah went to sojourn in the land of Moab with his wife and his two sons.
这人名叫以利米勒，他的妻名叫拿俄米，他两个儿子一个名叫马伦，一个名叫基连，都是犹大伯利恒的以法他人。他们到了摩亚地，就住在那里。
And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, the Ephrathites of Bethlehem in Judah. Now they entered the land of Moab and remained there.
后来，拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒死了，剩下妇人和他两个儿子。
Then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons.
这两个儿子娶了摩亚女子为妻，一个名叫厄尔巴，一个名叫路德，在那里住了约有十年。
And they took for themselves Moabite women as wives. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth, and they lived there about 10 years.
二十节。
Verse 20.
拿俄米对他们说，不要叫我拿俄米，要叫我马拉，因为全能者使我受了大苦。
And she said to them, do not call me Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me.
我满满的出去，耶华使我空空的回来，耶华降祸于我，全能者使我受苦。即使这样，你们为何还叫我拿俄米呢？
I went out full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why do you call me Naomi, since the Lord has witnessed against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me?
拿俄米和他儿妇摩亚女子路德从摩亚地回来到伯利恒，正是动手割大麦的时候。
So Naomi returned, and with her Ruth of the Moabites, her daughter-in-law, who returned from the land of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem at the beginning of the barley harvest.
第四章第十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 13.
于是波阿斯娶了路德为妻，与他同房，耶华使他怀孕，生了一个儿子。
So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife, and he went into her, and the Lord enabled her to conceive, and she gave birth to a son.
妇人们对拿俄米说，耶华是应当称颂的，因为今日没有撇下你使你无至尽的亲属，愿这孩子在以色列中得名声。
Then the women said to Naomi, Blessed is the Lord who has not left you without a redeemer today, and made his name become famous in Israel.
他必提起你的精神，奉养你的老，因为是爱慕你的那个女儿妇所生的。有这儿妇，比有七个儿子还好。
May he also be to you a restorer of life and a sustainer of your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you and is better to you than seven sons, has given birth to him.
第十七节最后半句，这厄贝德是耶西的父，耶西是大卫的父。
In verse 17, the last half, so they named him Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
厄贝德生耶西，耶西生大卫。
And to Obed was born Jesse, and to Jesse, David.
我想我们圣经就读这么多。
I think we'll read this much for now.
弟兄姊妹都知道，在圣经里面有两卷书是用女人的名字来做书名的。
Brothers and sisters should know that there are two books in the Bible named after women.
一本是路德记，还有一本是以斯帖记。
One is the book of Ruth, and one is the book of Esther.
为什么在66卷里面只有这两卷书是用女人的名字做书名呢？
Why is it that among 66 books, only two books are named after women?
在圣经里面男人特别是讲到真理。
Now in the Bible, when you speak about man, it usually talks about truth.
讲到女人多半说到经历。
When you speak about women, you usually speak about experience.
所以这两卷书应该和基督经历发生关系。
So these two books should have something to do with the Christian experience.
所以当我们要来看路德记的时候。
So when we are coming to read the book of Ruth,
我们首先要问我们怎么解释它。
We have to ask, how do we explain it?
这里总共只有四章。
There are only four chapters.
是非常美丽的四卷四章圣经。
It's actually very beautiful four chapters.
我如果没有记错的话，我们如果没有记错的话，许多在文学上很有造诣的人认为说，《路德记》是人类难得的一个文学作品。
If I didn't remember incorrectly, actually many literary scholars believe that Ruth is actually one of the rare writings in history of mankind.
有人特别说到这个第一章第十五节，这里特别讲到路德向拿俄米许了个愿。
Now, especially that there was an oath made by Ruth to vow made by Ruth to Naomi.
那个愿词是非常非常美丽的。
In chapter 1, verse 15, and then the words are very beautiful.
有很有名的文学家说，这恐怕是人类历史文学作品里面讲的愿词是最美丽的一段。
And many believe that this is the most beautiful vow made in literary history.
那为什么路德记就四章放在圣经里。
Why is it that there are only four chapters of Ruth placed in the Bible?
以斯帖十章也放在圣经。
And why are the ten chapters of Esther placed in the Bible?
你读到路德记的时候
，When you read the book of Ruth,
你发现这卷书充满了爱。
You discover that this book is full of love.
但爱这个字居然没有出现。
But you never find the word love in it.
我是说拿俄米跟波阿斯之间那个爱。
So the love between Naomi, Naomi and Boaz.
对不起，不是，我说波阿斯跟路德之间的爱，那个爱没有出现，这个字没有用。
The love between Boaz and Naomi did not appear. That word love did not appear.
但是我们知道这卷书是讲到波阿斯与路德之间的爱。
But this book is about the love between Boaz and Ruth.
这么重要的一件事
，such an important thing.
但那个字居然没有出现。
But you don't find that word.
以斯帖也是一样。
Same thing with the book of Esther.
你读到以斯帖，你就发现到处都充满了神的作为。
So when you read the book of Esther, you discover the hand of God all over the place.
你看见以斯帖记了许多人的名字。
You see that Esther recorded names of many people.
不光是哈曼妻子的名字，你知道。
You not only know the name of Haman, but also his wife.
哈曼十个儿子名字你也知道。
Also the ten names of the ten sons of Haman.
圣灵几乎什么名字都没有漏掉。
As if the Holy Spirit did not leave out one name.
有一个最重要的名字居然漏掉。
But there was one most important name that was left out.
你找不到神这个字。
You cannot find the word God.
你找不到神的名字。
You cannot find the name of God.
原因在什么地方
？Why is that?
为什么路德记讲爱却没有爱这个字。
Why is it that when the book of Ruth talks about love, there's not the word love in it?
在以斯帖记，你到处都看见神的手。
In the book of Esther, you see the hand of God everywhere.
你记不记得有一个晚上，就是因为王睡不着觉。
Do you remember one night when the king could not fall asleep?
大概他前天晚上吃了很多 lobster.
Maybe he had too much lobster the night before.
所以他一个晚上也睡不着。
So he couldn't sleep the whole night.
结果整个以色列故事就扭转过来。
And then the whole history of Israel turned around.
你看见这里有神的手。
You see the hand of God here.
所以那卷书你不可能看不见神的作为。
So that book, it's impossible for you not to notice the hand of God.
但是为什么最重要的名字不见？
But why is it that the most important name was left out?
为什么别的名字大家都看见？
Why is it that you see all other names?
也听见。
And you hear it.
都是那么响亮。
And it's so loud and clear.
但是就是找不到神的名字。
But you don't find the name of God.
路德记也这样。
The book of Ruth is thus.
你知道路德记是讲到一个外邦女子嫁给一个以色列男子。
The story of Ruth is one of a Gentile woman marrying to an Israeli man.
以斯帖刚好反过来。
Now, the book of Esther is just the opposite.
是一个以色列女子嫁给一个外邦的君王。
Is a daughter of Israel marrying a Gentile king.
所以这两卷书放在圣经里面不是偶然。
So these two books are not accidentally put in the Bible.
一定有它特别的意义。
It must have a special significance.
那么既然它是说到经历，
So if it does speak about experience,
那么和我们 跟随主的经历应该是相符合的。
So then it must conform with our Christian experience.
你读到路德记的时候，你能看见你自己的影子。
So when you read the book of Ruth, you can see your own shadow.
你读以斯帖记的时候，也应该看见你自己的影子。
When you read the book of Esther, you should also find your own shadow.
不过要紧在这里。
But the important thing is this.
我们要把这一卷书要放在一个很稳固的根基上。
We need to place this book in a very strong foundation.
有一件事我们要记得。
One thing we have to remember.
圣经中任何一卷书。
Any book in the Bible.
你怎么解释它
How do you interpret it?
你需要用其他的65卷来解释它
You need the other 65 books of the Bible to explain it
是神的话来解释神的话
You need to use the word of God to interpret the word of God
换一句话说
In other words
你要明白路德记
If you want to understand the book of Ruth
我们要用整本圣经的亮光
We need the light of the whole rest of the Bible
来看这卷书
To see it
那么这个恐怕是很困难的一个工作。
This is obviously a difficult work that we do.
全本圣经有66卷。
There are 66 books in the Bible.
它到底讲什么
？What does this speak about?
那么就在神所启示的完整的启示里面。
So in God's complete revelation.
那有一部分叫做路德记。
Now there is a portion that is called Ruth.
你只能够在整个神全部的亮光底下，你才能看得清楚。
So you need the whole revelation of God for you to be able to see clearly the book of Ruth.
所以因为这个缘故
So because of this,
今天晚上我们稍微打一点的根基
So tonight we'll lay a foundation.
那明天早晨和明天晚上
Tomorrow morning and tomorrow evening,
我们就可以进到路德记的里面去
We can enter into the book of Ruth.
我们这样做是因为怕很多人根本没有准备就来了
So because we think that many came unprepared.
所以我们希望说如果你愿意来一同来看这卷书的话
So if you are willing to come study this book together.
我们希望明天早晨和晚上继续下去以前
Before we continue tomorrow morning and tomorrow evening.
这是这个建议
This is just an encouragement.
如果你们可以的话你们试着把它读完三遍
If you can read the book of Ruth three times.
那么这样的话呢你们来到这里你们就有一点的印象
This way when you come you have a little bit of an impression.
那我们这一次因为时间很短
Now this time our time is very short.
我们就是稍微我们只能够大概的稍微讲一下。
We can just briefly touch on this book.
我们希望说大家这是个好的开始。
We hope that this is a good beginning.
我们希望大家回去以后能够对于这一卷书能有更深的认识。
We hope that when you go back, you can have a deeper understanding of this book.
所以今天晚上呢，我想我们讲一些根基的事。
So tonight, we would like to speak on some foundational things.
那么到底整本圣经的启示是什么
？So what is the revelation of the whole Bible?
旧约39卷新约27卷
39 books in the Old Testament and 27 in the New Testament
那么我们怎么把圣经66卷大概最重要的中心思想把它汇聚在一起呢
So how do we combine the central thought of the Bible
所以今天晚上我想就像我们主所说的从无花果树学个比方
So just like our Lord said let us learn from the parable of the fig let us learn something tonight as well
那今天晚上我们也用一个比方
So tonight we'll also use a parable
这个比方是大家非常熟悉的
This parable is something that you all know very well
你们在座每一个人比我们在这两个人都更深入
You all of you should know it even better than the two of us on the stage
因为你们就住在这里
Because you live here
你们天天所接触的就能够解释这件事
Because what you touch every day can explain these things
我不知道大家有没有觉得你们住在纽西兰是最蒙恩的一般的人
So don't you feel that you living in New Zealand are the most blessed people
因为整个纽西兰就是个 illustration 就是个比方
Because the whole of New Zealand is an illustration
为什么纽西兰你随便捡一块风景放在任何地方都是最美丽的
So why is it that you can just take a cut of anyscene in New Zealand and it would be a beautiful scenery anywhere else in the world.
有一个 message, 有一个讯息。
Because behind it there is a message.
我们这些不住在纽西兰的人。
Us who do not live in New Zealand.
我们需要到纽西兰来。
We have to come to New Zealand.
我们如果从南岛走到北岛。
If we go from the South Island to the North Island.
然后我们会学到许许多的功课我们在别的地方学不到的。
We will learn many lessons that we can't learn anywhere else.
圣经的启示还是一个。
The revelation of the Bible is still one.
但是关于这些圣经怎么样能够用图画能把它表 表现出来。
But how do you use pictures to kind of express it?
那一直等到你到了纽西兰。
But not until you come to New Zealand.
你找到了非常美丽的几幅图画。
You see some very beautiful pictures.
你就发现说这里面有许多许多的风景。
You'll see that there are many